This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
When we first launched this podcast, it honestly felt like we were being buried under 100 new tasks every single day between building a website and figuring out branding and payments. It can be overwhelming, and we quickly realized that we can't do everything ourselves.
You need a system that actually works for you. And for millions of businesses, that is Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands, from huge household names to small businesses just getting started. And it's built to feel like your own built-in business partner. You can launch a beautiful online store using hundreds of ready-to-go templates, accelerate your content creation with Shopify's AI tools, and easily run email and social campaigns that help you reach customers wherever they're scrolling.
Plus, Shopify gives you world-class expertise across everything from inventory and payments to shipping, returns, and international selling, all in one place. So if you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify.
So turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie, and see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you will know that we are giving away a load of Opinions Matter merchandise. We have reusable travel mugs. They're ideal. I use mine every day for my coffee in the car going to work. And you could win one today. We will have a question at the end of this episode. So stay listening to this episode. We will have a question for you, a simple little question at the very end of the episode. And we'd love to get your answers in when we give you out that question. Okay, so stay listening if you would like to win yourself a reusable travel mug with the Opinions Matter logo on it, so you can proudly tell everybody, I listen to the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got a message from one of our listeners earlier on, and the message was accompanied by a photograph. And the photograph was a photograph taken from behind of two women in a particular premises in North County Dublin near the Meath border. It's a kind of a, it's a shop come petrol station, and that's really all the information I'm going to give, because I don't want to identify the people involved, and I'll explain why in a couple of minutes, okay? Anyway, we did post a photograph earlier on, which has since been removed. Again, I'll explain why it's been removed in a couple of minutes. But anyway, Aoife is the lady who contacted us. And Aoife wrote, "Hi, Adrian. Please don't share my name." Well, I've just said Aoife. I haven't shared your full name. "But I work in a Dublin shop. And look at the state of what walked in yesterday to order a roll and do some shopping. These two girls literally going around in their jammies and their dressing gowns." So the photograph, as I said, taken from behind, was of one woman in a pair of pajamas and another woman in a furry kind of dressing gown, I suppose, is the best way to describe it. One of them had a, what do you call those jackets, Katie? What's that?
A body warmer.
A body warmer jacket, but she had her pajamas on underneath the body warmer jacket. And the other one...
Look at that.
Had a dressing gown, but it was being worn like a miniskirt, was it?
I can smell that from here. I find, you know, whatever about pajamas is bad enough, but the dressing gown, that's for me really...
Okay, but let me read the rest of the message, okay? So, I am seeing this too much in this shop and have seen it a good bit elsewhere too. It is time for all shops, garages, restaurants, everywhere public to ban this and to have a rule that people are not allowed in their pyjamas. It's the height of laziness and makes me sick. Have some respect for yourself," she says. So that's a lady called Aoife. And as I said, she sent the photograph in to us. We did publish the photograph with all faces blurred out, so you couldn't identify who the individuals were. You wouldn't know who they were. However...
You'd know if you were you, though, wouldn't you?
Well, that's the point. We got a message. So just to explain, every day when we're planning a topic on the podcast, we pop up a post maybe an hour or two before we start recording. And the whole idea of that is to get people interested in what we're going to be talking
see
about.
See if there is interest in what we want to talk about.
So we put up the photograph of the two women in their pyjamas and dressing gown. Just to see what people had to say. Within an hour, we got a vicious WhatsApp message that Casey, for some reason, thinks is the funniest thing ever.
It's pathetic. I asked the girls if they want to come on. I sent a message after I read it and said, do you want to come on? And I was told no. So
I'm going to read this message verbatim, okay?
I think you should probably do it on the screen on your own and turn my microphone off just for the...
I'm going to read it verbatim, okay? I'm going to read it verbatim. Lads, I seen my picture on Use Our Page. Take it fucking down now. Imagine being such a sad little pox to take a picture of someone in their jammers. I suffer with migraines. Okay, Casey, can I just finish reading this? I suffer with migraines and I do be wrecked in the mornings because I don't sleep great. So I was nipping to the shop with my friend and was too tired to change. We do always wear our jammers out and nobody bats a fucking eyelid. Only those nosy... I'm not going to say that word, the see you next Tuesday word. I'm not saying that. I wear them to the school and nothing has ever been said to me or to my friends who do the same. People need to get a fucking life and mind their own business. I live in my jammers. Relax there. And she says jammers, not jammies, but I live in my jammers and I have plenty of class, I fucking tell yous. Again, Casey, can we get to the end of this message?
Okay. Okay, sorry.
All them judgy see you next Tuesdays on your page can fuck off. Seriously, like, take that picture down. So we did. We complied and we took the picture down because this individual...
I know people have...
This lady actually knew where the photograph was taken. So we know it is her.
Yeah.
But what's your issue here?
There's just so many issues with that message. I appreciate the messaging in, but it's just... I don't know why it made me laugh. Genuinely, I don't know why it made me laugh. It just made me laugh. I think if you don't see anything wrong with what you're doing, then why... you don't see anything wrong with wearing...
Well, she clearly doesn't. She says, I have plenty of class, I fucking tell you.
It's the jammers. What are jammers?
I don't know. That's what this lady wears. I'm not even reading out her name, by the way.
The last bit.
I live in my jammers.
No, not that. No. Show me.
Which bit?
Oh. Here.
Which bit?
Where's it?
Where's the original message?
There.
Yeah. Okay. All them judgy see you next Tuesdays on your page can fuck off. Seriously, like. Seriously, like. Seriously, like. Okay, that's. Let me ask you. Here's the thing. When we got that photograph earlier on, and I mentioned a possible topic to you, this is something you've spoken about before.
I absolutely hate it. I think there is no excuse for it. Like, this woman actually tried to blame migraines.
For wearing her pajamas, her jammers.
Did I hear that right?
Yeah,
did I read that right?
She said, I suffer with migraines and I do be wrecked in the mornings because I don't sleep great. So I was nipping to the shop with my friend and was too tired to change.
That's such a, it's a crap excuse. There's, like, honestly, it takes 2 minutes to get dressed. So I don't understand how anybody...
Okay, tell me then, what is the issue here? I'll be honest, I couldn't give a rat's arse. I couldn't care less. If you want to walk around in your pajamas,
just looks
You do you. What's
looks
rotten about
rotten.
It?
Rotten. It looks nasty. It's just awful.
No, explain to me what's awful about it.
Because, like,
I mean, it's not like they're in their nude. They're wearing clothes, yeah?
I know. No, I understand that, but it's just about having a bit of self-respect. Like, going, whatever about going to the shops, that's bad enough. You're letting yourself down. But going to the school like that.
Like, you think it's okay to go to the shops, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
No, I don't. Sorry. No, I was just reading messages or coming in. Some of the messages coming in are brilliant. No, it's absolutely not okay even to go like to the shop like that. I don't. I think it's really lazy looking. I think it just is a complete lack of pride in yourself and lack of self-respect. But to go,
it's
to
only clothes. I mean, some people might say I dress dreadfully, or you dress dreadfully. You've no class.
I have plenty of class. No, but
it's an opinion.
Yeah, but to go to your child's school like that, like not just a shop, but to actually go to your child's school like that, that's you're letting your kid down. Do you know what I mean?
How are you letting your kid down? Just because you have pajamas on?
Mommy's the where's mommy? Oh, look, there she is, the smelly one over there in her pajamas.
Nobody says that.
But people are thinking
the point I'm trying to make is, I don't understand why people do it, right? But I don't have a problem with it either. Like, you knock yourself out. You do you is an expression I regularly use. And that's how I feel about that. You do you. If you want to wear pyjamas, you wear pyjamas. I would love to hear from you on this. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. We'd love to get you involved in this conversation. Do you see it as the height of laziness? Do you think, now this is the point that Aoife was making, that it is time for all shops, garages, restaurants, everywhere public to ban the wearing of pyjamas. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Let me kick off this conversation with Quiva.
I remember one time when I went to my local chipper and I was wearing my pyjamas and snuddy, and I didn't even give dirty looks and no one gave a shit.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
A couple of years ago, an establishment in County Meath, the owner of that establishment decided to ban the wearing of pyjamas in her coffee shop. Now, it did receive some press attention at the time. And Kira, you're the lady who runs that place in County Meath. It's a coffee shop. I don't know if you want to name it or not. If you want to, you're welcome.
Yeah, it's called Sage and Stone in Duleek. Hi, Adrian.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Sage and Stone in Duleek. And a couple of years ago, you decided to ban the wearing of pyjamas and slippers from your coffee shop. Why?
Because it's disgusting.
Oh, that's it.
So I had two women come in with their pyjamas. They had dressing gowns on. They came in to have their breakfast. And they were on their way to the airport to get a flight to New York. And
in their pyjamas?
Yes.
They're on their way to the airport in their pyjamas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so can you imagine sitting beside them? Because there wasn't a great smell off them when I was there. So I said to Sinead, who was serving them, I said, what is the story with them? She said, oh, they're on their way just to get a flight from New York. They're after leaving their Airbnb and they thought they'd be more comfortable. So I was like, there is no way there's someone coming in looking like that into my place again. I'm sorry, we have standards. People have to have standards and get themselves dressed when they go out in the day. That's my belief. I think that if you get yourself washed and dressed, who knows if they'd ever washed before they come out?
Okay, so the bit of this story I'm most bemused by is that they were actually heading to the airport for a flight to New York.
Yeah, so I knew that by the time they were sitting on a flight, I put up a Facebook post to say that no pyjamas. I knew that they probably wouldn't see it. So they were two New Yorkers. But I just noticed it around the place. People going to school with their kids in their pyjamas. People going to this shop in their pyjamas. Like, does it not just... I just think it's the standards of people has just deteriorated big time.
Does that rule still stay in place?
Sorry?
Have you still got that rule since you introduced it? Are pyjamas and slippers still banned?
Absolutely. No, nobody has dared wear them since I put that in.
Okay.
But, people come into our place, I mean, they're generally respectable. I mean, people might try, but they'll be... Look, I'm not going to say, sorry, no pyjamas. But I just don't like, I just think people should dress themselves up, whether they're going into the shop, out in public, And like pajamas are for bed, not or for your sitting room or watching TV.
But the argument, argument I was making a second ago is pajamas are for bed. But so what? Why would one particular type of clothing, because it is clothing, no matter what way you want to look at it.
Well, that's my opinion, Adrian. It mightn't be yours, but it's my opinion. I just think people should be dressed and properly dressed to go out the outdoors. I think Penny's do probably, and plenty of places do, a range of leisure wear and whatever. I mean, it's hard to tell the difference, actually, whether they're pajamas
That's exactly what I was about to say to you. I mean, what is the difference between a pair of pajamas and a tracksuit, other than the pajamas might have some flowery designs on them or whatever?
Well, I just don't like tracksuits either. I think that I think we've become a really slovenly nation. I think that people have become so very casual. And I just don't like. I mean, if they're clean and whatever, but most people who are going to the school in the morning, I've seen it. I've seen it in our area. I've seen it around the area. I've seen it in Dublin. I've seen it everywhere, where people put on a coat and they just bring the kids down to school. So why would the kids get into their uniform if mommy's not going to
wait until you get a load of this message that's just come in?
Okay,
listen to this one.
Okay, Kira, have a listen to this. It says, Adrian, sometimes people are busy and have stuff going on. I will tell you a great life hack I have. I put my kids to bed in their school tracksuits on school nights, and then I just have to lift them and give them breakfast and put them in the car to bring them to creche in the morning, and the creche will bring them to school. My kids have to be in creche at 7:30 every morning in order for me to be in work in time.
That's
in the mornings
disgraceful.
And it saves loads of time. You're welcome. Best life hack ever.
That can't be serious.
So she puts her kids to bed.
That actually cannot be serious.
She puts the kids to bed, not in pyjamas, but in tracksuits that they just get up in the morning and head straight to school. That's insane.
That's horrible.
Well, people have their own way of coping with life. I just feel that, I have four kids myself. I've always run a business. They all had to go to school. They all had to go to creche or whatever. You know, I didn't get them into their school uniform at night time. I just got them up and got them dressed as they should be for going out in the day. So,
let me ask you then, Kira. The photograph that we're talking about today was taken in a premises not too far from Duleek, okay? It's a couple of kilometres away from Duleek. It's on the Dublin border. And it is a photograph of one woman in a dressing gown with a very short dressing gown, actually, with bare legs. And then the other is in her pyjamas, full-length pyjamas. And it was taken in a premises not dissimilar to somewhere like you run. And the woman in the shop who sent us the photograph is disgusted, just like you were a couple of years ago. She's calling for all shops, garages, restaurants, in fact, anywhere public, to ban this. To basically,
this is right.
So you would fully support that? You would fully support...
Oh, I would totally support that. People need to clean themselves up and be a bit more... be a bit... Like, when you wash yourself and get yourself dressed, put on a bit of lippy, put on a bit of makeup, whatever, you feel better about yourself. If you're just rolling out of bed in your skanky tracksuit or your skanky pyjamas and you get into your shoes or whatever, how are you going to feel for the rest of the day? You haven't washed yourself, you haven't done... You know, you're going to feel rotten. People who get up, have a shower, get themselves ready, are ready for the day, and they're generally in a better mood once they've washed themselves for a start.
Okay, so if you see somebody in pyjamas or a dressing gown out shopping or whatever, you think they're slobs, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny because the people who are saying it's okay are the people who are actually getting mouthy with us. They're sending in mouthy messages. Oh, I'm not coming on your show. I'm not coming on your show. Like, it's, you know, surely if you don't believe that there's anything wrong with wearing your pajamas
but look,
out.
That's only my opinion.
Oh, no,
I'm
not talking about.
And this podcast
general,
is called
like
Opinions Matter.
But the people who are saying it's okay, funnily enough, are more reluctant to actually come on and defend it. Maybe they're embarrassed deep down.
But deep down, maybe they are. Maybe they should be. Because, you know, and I guarantee you, if they get up in the morning and give themselves a good wash and their hair and put on a bit of makeup, I'm telling you, they'd help themselves a hundredfold. And they'd look 10 times better.
Okay, but the lady who sent us the message in reply to the photograph that we put up basically said, I suffer from migraines and I don't be in the best in the mornings and I just... just nip down to the shop with my friend. I was too tired to change. You're saying make the effort, have a shower, and you'll feel a million times better.
Well, I can tell you her migraines might be, if she actually had a shower, and I'm not saying migraines are a horrible thing, but if she actually, she'd feel 10 times better if she actually did and made an effort to get out. Like, you can get into that rut of being in, you know, crap form and feeling bad about yourself that you just say, no, I'm not going to even bother with life. Do you know the kind of way?
All right. Well, the one place you will not see pyjamas or dressing gowns is Sage and Stone in Dulig. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Adrian? Good to talk to you, Ciara. Thanks very much indeed.
All right. Thanks, Adrian. Bye.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Ciara, that lady who banned the wearing of pyjamas from her own premises, would like to see, would support Aoife's call for the wearing of pyjamas and dressing gowns to be banned from all shops, garages, restaurants, everywhere public, to ban this once and for all. Pardon me?
You don't think there should be a ban?
No, not really, no. A ban. So yeah. So you walk into... pay for your petrol, let's say, and you're in your pyjamas and you get told to leave. The security come over and say, get out.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it's just about respect.
We're all individuals. We all do...
So you don't see a problem with it?
No, not particularly. I wouldn't do it myself now.
But you don't support a ban?
I don't see the need for a ban, no. I think they're telling people what they can
but
wear.
But people have to smell them and look at them.
What do you mean smell them? I get out of bed in the morning. I'm not smelly.
When people are asleep at night, obviously your body is sweat and you've run around under blankets and moving around. It's not hygienic.
Okay,
it's
here's
lazy and turning up to your school like that. That's the poor kids.
Okay, here's a message to come into us, and it says, there are worse outfits than PJs. I don't understand why they offend you so much. I wouldn't do it myself, but each to their own. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. I wouldn't go down to pay for my petrol with my dressing gown on, yeah?
But when you look at someone, you do judge them for it.
Well, I don't particularly. I don't. It doesn't bother me.
I don't believe you. I think you would. I think you'd look at them and be like, that is disgusting. I just don't believe you. I don't believe you wouldn't.
No, well,
judge.
I wouldn't, I'm telling you.
No.
Another message actually said, would you give over telling people what they can and can't wear? And that's exactly my point. We're all individuals. I mightn't like the clothes that you wear, but I'm not going to tell you not to wear them.
Yeah, but I'm not waking up in these clothes and wearing them in.
But I don't know that. I remember speaking to a woman a couple of years ago that gets up in the morning and she puts
people
on fresh.
People are so judgmental. The vanity on this comment section is wild. Everyone's circumstances are different. Get over yourselves. I just don't understand how circumstances can be a contributing factor.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get in on this.
I think it should be banned. Complete 100% ban. If anybody goes near the shop, no, you're not getting in. If anyone goes near a restaurant, no, you're not getting in. It's just not right. And I don't know, is this an Irish thing or do other countries do it?
Well, believe it or not, it actually happens in America as well. I have a WhatsApp voice note that came into us a while ago from Mark. Mark is one of our regular listeners. He lives in Florida and he sent us this message.
Let's be honest, people wearing pyjamas out in public is a scanger thing. Not once growing up in Black Rock did I ever see anyone around my neighbourhood wearing them. It's the same here in the States, but you go to Walmart, full of scangers in their pyjamas.
Full of scangers in their pyjamas in Walmart.
I thought it was a real Irish thing.
Well, apparently not, according to Mark. He sees it all the time in the States.
Do you think women...
Do you think they're scangers? Do you think somebody else wearing their pyjamas is a scanger?
It's a certain class of person does it, yeah.
And that's what Mark is saying.
Yeah, it's a certain class
of
person.
You're an absolute scanger.
Yeah, it's not a professional. A professional wouldn't do it. Or someone who's educated. You can just imagine that the people who do this are going out to get their, you know, their bag of Doritos and their chicken rolls when they go home to watch their TVs before they have to get the kids from schools in the Aldis. And you just know, don't you?
You're now starting to sizing as Jeremy.
But it is. It is a thing. Like the dressing gown brigade around the Aldis, you just know they're going home to watch TV and scratch their asses till their little Jaden, Hayden and O'Caden are finished school. Sorry.
Judgmental much.
Sorry, but I'm going to be honest. I that's how I feel. I think it is. I don't think you wouldn't see a doctor or a barrister.
So I just want to make sure I have this right. Anybody listening to us right now who has ever gone out in public wearing their pyjamas or dressing gown, they're scangers,
are
they?
Kind of lower class, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's why people aren't admitting it. That's why nobody's ringing and saying, you know, oh, I wear my pajamas out. It's because who's going to say, hey, I'm the scanger over here. Hey, I'm the scanger over here in the corner.
Well, I want to get your reaction to that. Do you think it is fair for Mark and Katie to describe somebody who wears their pajamas out in a public place as an absolute scanger? 085-825-2626
is our
number.
Let's not pretend, Adrian. Do you not believe it's a class thing? You don't believe you're more likely to see it in certain parts of Dublin than in other parts. You think if you walk around Howth or Malahide, you're going to see the same amount as you will in certain parts of North County Dublin, or even South County Dublin. Do you think you will see the same amount of people in pyjamas in this area?
Now, I am a bit shocked that those two ladies that were in that restaurant or that coffee shop in Duleek were on their way to the airport in their pyjamas and their dressing gown, going through airport security in their jammies. I think that's a bit odd.
Louise says, what about someone genuinely isn't well? Louise, I don't take that. I just don't take that. I think people who are genuinely complete, unless somebody's very mentally unwell and isn't responsible for their own, you know, their own way of thinking, whatever, that's, if somebody goes out and they're disheveled and they're mentally unwell, that's different. But somebody who chooses every day, who's, you know, fully functioning and chooses every day or any day to go out in pyjamas, that's not down to somebody not being well. Like I said, I had surgery in September or in January. I walked out of that thing. I got dressed despite being in serious, serious pain. And I got myself dressed and I still went out. It's not about not being well. That's just bullshit. That's crap. It's such a cop out. It's lazy. It's
another point that Eddie makes is you very rarely see men doing it. I don't think I've ever seen a man doing it. I don't think I've ever seen a bloke in a petrol station in his pyjamas.
Let's put it this way. If I were an employer, right? Let's say I was an employer. If I had interviewed somebody and I lived around the same area that they lived and I saw them in the pyjamas, I would absolutely not give them the job because I would look at them and I would think, you are lazy. You are so lazy. I am not hiring you.
What do you think would be the reaction if I were to go down to my local garage and pay for my petrol wearing my dressing gown? Do you think people would look at me funny?
You'd look at Hugh Hefner.
Do you think people would look at me funny?
I think it's different. It's different for men because no self-respecting man wears pyjamas. Do you know what I mean? Most normal blokes probably sleep in their boxers or something.
That's why I said in my dressing gown. I have a dressing gown.
Even a less self-respecting man wears a dressing gown or slippers. No man who has any kind of self-respect ever.
Now we're into a completely different territory here.
We need to do this for a minute. Do you actually wear a dressing gown?
I do, around the house, yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
I bet you it's blue, is it? Or navy?
No, actually, no.
Or wine?
No,
is it winey colored? No,
it's a brown colour.
Ew, I bet it is.
Yeah.
No self-respect.
I have slippers as well?
No. Unless you're 19
Well, you
years.
Want me to nip around the house in my birthday suit?
You put on a pair of trousers or a pair of tracksuit bottoms or something. No, man.
Well, say, for example, on Sunday morning, I get up out of bed, go down, make yourself a cup of coffee, bring it back up and then hop back into bed again on a Sunday morning, yeah?
Why wouldn't you just do that in your boxers? You live in the middle of nowhere.
No.
Why would you bother getting dressed at all?
Okay, that's another conversation.
No, I want to delve into men wearing pyjamas. What self-respecting man? And I genuinely want to speak to a man who considers himself full of self-respect today who wears pyjamas.
What's wrong with pyjamas?
Ah, no, that's stupid, Katie. What bloke wears pyjamas? It's like...
Just go into Dunstores or Pennies. There's men's pyjamas there.
They're for old men. You just know they're men
who
are
going to
be walking around the wards and the rehabilitation centres and the whatever it is and their wards on the hospital. There is no... I don't think, around my age anyway, mid-30s, I don't think there is we will get a man who wears pyjamas. Does Jeremy wear pyjamas?
I don't know. I've never asked him.
I bet you he doesn't. There's a I take it back. Let's move on.
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hi, how are you, Jeremy?
Well, I'm Adrian, but that's okay. That's okay. We're talking about wearing pyjamas in a public place. It seems to be a thing that mostly...
Oh, Jesus, Vivian Meats is who the fuck are you, the fashion police? Vivian, we're all entitled to our opinion, okay? Men, I don't find men who wear pyjamas or slippers or dressing gowns sexy. It's a massive ick. You're not 90, you're not dying. Get into your boxes and act like a normal human being.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Sorry, Anya. Anya, what's your opinion on people wearing pyjamas in public places? Should there be a ban?
I think there should be a ban. Sorry, I got your name wrong there. I think there should be a ban. I think you should only wear pyjamas when you go to bed. And when you're sleeping like that, like your body's repairing, so you should actually get up and take a shower and you know, put on something decent when you're going into a shop. It's respecting. I 100% agree with a ban.
So you would like to see a ban on the wearing of pyjamas or dressing gowns in all shops, garages, restaurants, in fact, everywhere public, would you?
Yes, I would indeed.
Why does it cause such offence? Why does it bother you so much? And by the way, you're not alone. It bothers an awful lot of people.
I just think that it doesn't look the part when you go into a shop, like, or like
look, look what part? I mean, you know, some people have a very different fashion sense to me, for example, and wear clothes that I wouldn't be seen dead in. I also wouldn't be seen dead wearing a pair of pyjamas, but it's just another type of clothing.
No, it's not really. You wear pyjamas when you go to bed. You don't wear pyjamas when you go out in public.
Okay, so how do you define pyjamas? I mean, like I was saying, pyjamas and a tracksuit are nearly the same thing.
Not really. Not really, because you can wear leggings as well. So, you know, so you wouldn't really wear pajamas. That's just my opinion on it. I think they should be banned.
They should be banned.
If somebody went for a wedding, they're not going to wear their pajamas to a wedding.
Well, I wouldn't have thought somebody would go to the airport wearing their pajamas.
I've upset a lot of people here with the men wearing pajamas comments. What do you think of men wearing pajamas? Bit of a nick, isn't it? Sorry, who's that on the line?
That's Anya.
Anya. What do you think of men wearing pyjamas?
I don't really think an awful lot of men actually wear pyjamas.
No, I don't. I wouldn't.
I think a lot of men wear shorts going to bed, like, or...
Yeah.
But they don't wear pyjamas, like...
Yeah. No.
Well, I'm sorry, there's a lot of men that actually do.
Well, there's a lot of people upset by this, but I genuinely didn't think that any man under the age of 70 wore pyjamas, and that's not being... I genuinely didn't. I thought that it was a real old man thing. It's just icky.
Icky?
It's icky.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this. Eddie, I'll be with you in just one second.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
How are you, Adrian? You well?
Good, thanks, Eddie. What's your view on this? The lady who sent us the message in the first place says she would like to see a ban on wearing pyjamas in all shops, garages, restaurants, in fact, everywhere public. And then the lady whose photograph that we published earlier on, although she was blurred out of it, said that she just does be wrecked in the mornings, doesn't sleep well, and she just nips to the shop with her friend or goes to the school in her pyjamas. No big deal.
I kind of agree with the Bowie. I'd be more on your side, Adrian, but I can see Katie's point. It is a sign of fucking pure laziness, right? You can't be arsed to fucking present yourself, to get up and wash and dress before leaving the house. It's a bit of pride in your appearance. But at the same time, if I'm a fucking shop owner and someone's coming in to spend money and give me a fucking profit, and they're wearing their PJs, I ain't fucking turning them away. I want the business. They're in and out in 2 minutes. It's not going to fucking ruin my day. And it's the same if you're in a car pulls up at number two on the forecourt and you're the petrol pump attendant inside. You might need me able to see what they're wearing because the fucking petrol tank is on their side of the car. So they put 50 quid in the car and then you walk in your shop and you go, oh no, you're not allowed in. I'd be like, nice one, 50 quid free, happy days, out I go. It's just, that wouldn't bother me. And then another thing, Kate, I'd like to pull you up on there. You said only lads over 70 wear pyjamas. Yeah. I wear boxers to bed or a pair of shorts, but in the winter...
That doesn't massively surprise me.
But in winter, I wear PJs, just the bottoms, for a bit of extra heat in the winter, because it's bitter cold. And then I had a procedure there in hospital last year. I wore pyjamas in the hospital.
That's different in the hospital, though. It's not icky in the hospital, because you have to wear... You can't walk around with your boxers in the hospital.
So you think a lad wearing a pair of pyjama bottoms and a t-shirt walking around his house is icky?
Yeah, I think any pyjamas on a man and slippers
is icky. But you also said dressing gowns as well.
Oh, dressing gowns is particularly icky. That's another level.
No, I wouldn't wear a dressing gown. Well, in the winter when it's bitter cold, yeah.
Or men wearing snoods. Like, no, sorry. There should actually be no snoods for men. It's horrible.
Jesus.
No, I'm sorry. No.
Jesus, Katie, not to worry, I'm leading single, for God's sake.
I do not like a snood on a man. Listen, there's nothing. Everybody has their preferences. For me, it would be an ick.
So what would you prefer I wore to bed if I'm not allowed to wear PJs?
Like a normal bloke.
You're getting this totally wrong, like a normal bloke. It's fucking freezing. It goes down to like minus 3, minus 4 in the winter. Well, I don't need to put on an extra blanket because I have a fucking pair of pajama bottoms.
It's fine if you're single and you're not trying to be, you know, appealing to anybody.
Well, do you think like a fucking pair of PJs a lad puts on and a woman all of a sudden just gets a torn off? I think this is a Katie thing.
Oh,
I don't think any other woman would have this issue.
Let's throw it to the ladies. Now, maybe it is a me thing. It could be very well a me thing, but I'd love to throw it to the ladies to see if the girls or the blokes here get my point.
But I said something else there that Adrian read out. This is a woman thing regarding wearing your night clothes to the shop. You never see lads do it.
No, never. Never.
You never see lads do it.
But Katie's arguing that's because men don't wear pyjamas.
Now, Katie, you know the way you don't like lads wearing PJs to bed?
Yeah.
So a lad is not allowed to wear his PJs to the shop. If he went in with his boxers on, would that be all right?
Depends on what he looks like.
Yeah, you can't have it both ways.
You can't.
Listen, it depends on what he looks like. No, I am... Shorts and a t-shirt. If he slept in shorts and a t-shirt, I don't think anyone's sleeping in what they wear to bed or going out in what they wear to bed. I think it is disgusting. It is a
an extra 2 foot of material on the bottom gives you the ick.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
No, it's pajamas. It's just men wearing pajamas. It just gives me the ick.
Pajamas are sold as loungewear.
Some people on the day off will just get up and stay in their PJs all day and just loaf around the gaff or lie on the bed watching telly. It's all right. You know what I mean? They're not leaving the house.
All right, Eddie, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626 if you would like to get involved in this.
Do you know what it is with pyjamas? Do you know what it is for me? And women have, every woman has different tastes. Some women prefer men who are more effeminate. Some women prefer men who are bears and hairy and everything. Some men prefer men who are just men. And I would prefer a man who's just
and a real man doesn't wear pajamas.
I would feel that it is slightly effeminate.
Effeminate?
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ, Katie.
Yeah, I just don't like pajamas. I like a man's man. And for me, a man's man is not wearing a two-piece set of pajamas, silk pajamas.
No, we're not talking about silk pajamas.
That's what I have in my head, like these plaid pajamas with the buttons up. No, that is, let me rip off your long johns, honey. No. Let me rip off those slippers and throw them somewhere. No, it's not sexy. It's just not.
This is really taking the conversation in a separate direction altogether. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. If you would like to get involved in this, we'd love to hear from you. And do you have an opinion on men wearing pajamas?
And are you a man who does wear them? Like, I've never seen... Dara says, I like that answer, Katie. I don't even know what the answer was. It's everybody has their own. Some men like brunettes, some men like blondes, some men like asses, some men like boobs. I prefer my men not wearing plaid pajamas and slippers. It's just not something that I find sexy. I think it's like men wearing scarves and
okay,
snoots.
So the ultimate turn off then would be to see a man in his pajamas in the petrol station.
A man in his pajamas a man in a pair of pajamas with slippers or a scarf and snoot on crossing his legs. Men, I don't like men who cross their legs.
Oh,
either.
Jesus. Here.
I just don't like men who sit with their legs crossed.
You like men full stop.
That's a good question.
That's my point. When you see a man sitting with his legs crossed, it's just, I like, I don't know. Like men to be men. Some women have different tastes. I know a woman and she likes very much men who will be very preened and pruned and prepped and everything. And I wouldn't be my thing. I don't think a man in a pair of pajamas is very sexy. I don't think it's aesthetically pleasing.
Do you wear pajamas yourself?
No, I wear shorts and a string top.
Okay. Bernadette.
Pajama shorts, but...
Bernadette, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I can't stop laughing at that last caller. She's so funny. Honestly, I didn't even think that far about what I'd like men in pajamas or not, but I just don't think it's really matters. It depends on the situation. Of course, if you're looking for a sexy time or something, you don't want to see a fella in his slippers and his plaid pajamas, but, you know, in everyday life, you can't be going around in your jocks or in the nudes, you know what I mean? You need pajamas.
Depends on what you look like, to be fair. No, I'm joking. I'm only messing. No, I'm only joking. That's not nice. That's not nice.
Absolutely.
Equality
absolutely.
For all goes too. I'm joking. I'm
because you're on fire today.
I'm only messing. People are going to take this really seriously, but I'm actually only talking tongue in cheek. But
you're not actually. About men in pyjamas, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm not talking about... Yes, and I don't... No, I do... I wasn't joking about the men in pyjamas. It's just... No, I just don't. Do you think it's nice, Bernadette?
It depends. Look, I'm 61. It depends on what the man looks like and what, you know, but I don't be seeing a man going with a beer belly around in a pair of jocks or in his nude. Thanks very much. I'd rather see him in a pair of pajamas, you know what I mean? Everything covered up.
Depends on what they look like.
I suppose, my answer to everything. It is. I suppose it's an age thing as well, do you know what I mean? And, you know, and it depends on the circumstances. I mean, if you have a family with kids, you don't want your fella going around half naked either in front of the kids, you know? It all depends on the situation, but I never really thought that much about it.
I never have myself, I'll be honest, until today.
Each to their own. And if a woman has a thing and it makes them all hot and tingly for a man in pyjamas, that's great. Go and get them, girl. It's just not for me.
Bernadette, let me go back to the point of this conversation, which is, and it's predominantly, this is how this came up, it's predominantly women that would do it. What is your opinion on women going out and going to the shops or going to the school and they have pyjamas on? The lady who contacted us in the first place wants them banned from every public place.
Well, I actually think it's lazy and scummy, to be honest with you. Ooh. I mean, how many minutes does it take to put on a few bits of clothes, a pair of leggings, a sweatshirt, something? You don't have to get all dressed and dolled up to go out if you don't want it. But, I mean, wearing your pyjamas, I mean, for God's sake, how lazy can you be? Do you know what I mean?
But again, the point I was making, like I said, I wouldn't do it myself. I don't think I'd be overly happy if my missus went to the shop in a pair of pyjamas. But each to their own.
We wear pyjamas.
Okay, the thing that always gets me about this conversation is, what is it that is so offensive about a pair of pyjamas?
It's the hygiene. It's the laziness.
Okay, let me give you an example. Yeah. I spoke to a woman a couple of years ago on an old radio show, and what she told me was she just loves pyjamas. She gets up in the morning, she has a shower, and she puts on another pair of pyjamas and then goes out. So
I guarantee she was unemployed.
I don't know what she
I guarantee it.
But they're fresh pyjamas.
I mean, you know, if she's going to have a shower, you know, a few seconds to put on a pair of leggings and a sweatshirt or something if she's going to go around casual, why put on a fresh pair of pyjamas? It's just ridiculous. Just seems to me to be ridiculous. It just doesn't look right. It looks lazy and scummy now. That's just my opinion.
Okay, so if you're sitting in a coffee shop and somebody comes in their dressing gown and somebody in their pyjamas, you would think, ew, would you?
I'd probably laugh. For God's sake, did you not look at yourself before you walked out the door? Do you know what I mean? You know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. You know, it's 2 seconds. Put on a pair of leggings, a sweatshirt if you don't want to get dressed up. Do you know what I mean? Coming out in your pajamas after being... I mean, you've been sleeping in your pajamas. You've been sleeping in bed for, 10 hours, okay, maybe but 8 hours.
But again, how do you know you see somebody in a... I hate grey tracksuits. I despise grey tracksuits.
Oh, no, I like a man in a pair of grey fat man pants. Oh, yeah.
I just think they're disgusting. Yeah, no. No, they're horrible. They're horrible.
No, I like the baggy tracksuit bottoms on a man. Yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. They're disgusting. But my point is, how do you know?
He has to be with a tight t-shirt, and he has to have big arms then to have to fit that tight t-shirt.
My God, am I? You're describing your... Right, sorry. You really are...
A fiend.
A fiend of a woman. That's you've said it. Sorry, Bernadette. You think it's lazy. My question to you was, though, why does it bother people so much? And it really does bother people. The amount of comments...
It's just maybe it's a social conditioning that you get, you get dressed and you go outside. You don't go outside in your pyjamas. Do you know what I mean? It's just always been the way, I suppose. And it just... Like, nobody would go to work in a pair of pyjamas. When you see somebody in a pair of pyjamas, it gives you the impression that they don't go to work.
So is there anything wrong, for example, going out to the front of the house to bring in the bins or something like that in your pyjamas, or going out to collect the package off the Amazon man?
Oh, no, I have to get dressed, because if I get out of the shower now and I'm going out in my shorts and stuff like that, out in my pyjamas with everything hanging out, oh, God,
I have to.
All the cameras recording doorbells that could be breaking.
Now, horrific. I mean, I have to be honest, I've often answered the door at 9 o'clock in the morning and took a parcel in, do you know what I mean? In my dressing gown and pajamas.
Oh, Jesus,
you know what
Christ.
I mean?
Oh, my God. That's outrageous.
But I wouldn't leave the house. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't leave the house in my pajamas or dressing gown.
Oh, do you know what else is gross? Do you know the men at Christmas who do the matching pajama pictures? Mm-mm. No, no, no. Well, I don't care how cute your kid is or how what a good dad you are or anything like it. No.
Right. Our number is 085-825-2626. It doesn't offend me in the slightest. No.
Oh, I think those... No.
You just have a hang-up about pajamas. Don't you?
The matching pajamas, I find them particularly offensive. I really find them offensive. And then the family who get the dog in as well, although the dog's still not as offensive as the man in the jammies.
So you want the family in their jammies and dad sitting there in his boxers?
Again, it depends what dad looks like. No, that's not it. I'm only joking about that. But I, look, like I said, Anya's on the line. Anya, do you like a man in jammies?
How are you?
Hi.
Say that again, Katie.
Do you like a man in pajamas?
Yeah and no.
Okay, go on, explain.
Yeah and no. Older men, that's fine. But how am I going to put this? Younger men, like in their 30s and stuff like that, they usually sleep in tracksuit bottoms and T-shirts. Hmm.
Or boxers so and T-shirts, or just boxers.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your opinion then on a woman who might go to the shops or go to the school wearing her pajamas, like the photograph that we had earlier on, two women in a petrol station wearing their jammies and dressing gowns. What do you think of that?
Scangers. Yeah. They're lazy.
The eternally unemployable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, because what you call it, if they have time to get their kids washed and dressed for school, they have time, an extra 5 minutes to put a pair of tracksuit buttons and a hoodie on themselves.
But again, I'm asking, why does this cause so much offence? Why are people so bothered?
That's €20 for the luxury cotton pyjama set for men. Somebody's actually going to pay money, I assume, to look that horrific going to bed.
What's wrong with those pyjamas? Honestly, what's wrong?
Oh, are they the ones you wear?
No.
I bet you they are.
They're not.
I bet you they're like them.
No, they're not. But again, what's wrong with them?
It's like the man's version of I have a headache, not tonight, honey. Isn't it?
Are they buttoned up, Kate?
Yes. Yeah.
And what's your issue about the snoods?
Oh, no, I don't like snoods either. No, big bang.
No, I agree with you on snoods on a man, no.
Or a snoody.
No.
Do you know what a snoody is?
No, I don't really know.
Or a scarf.
Oh, men with scarves, yeah.
Yeah. Or the ones that are like not proper scarves that they just roll into the other bit.
No, I don't like them either. What's a snoody?
The snoody is...
They're hooded blankets.
Look at these.
I've never seen a...
Look, I'll even
hooded blanket.
Oh, dear, no. That is not acceptable.
Look at that. Guys, go to Google and Google snoddy on a man.
Oh, no. I'm going to agree with you on that now.
He's wearing a snoddy and nothing else.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, I'm going to...
He's wearing a dress.
I wonder would Jeremy wear one of them?
I'd say he probably would.
And he crosses his legs as well. Jeremy crosses his leg when he sits down. It's most offensive.
Oh. So, Anya, you've never worn your pajamas to the shops, no?
Never. Absolutely not.
And you never would?
No. Because what you call it, it's given... The people that wear pajamas to, first of all, the women that wear pajamas going to the schools, it's embarrassing for the kids, and it's giving the kids a bad name, pretty much.
Giving the kids a bad name because mommy has a pair of pajamas on.
Yeah, I think it is because the fact is that the mothers that wear pajamas going to school or going to the shop or going to Tesco or wherever it is that they're going, is they're doing it not only that they're doing it because they're lazy, but they're doing it because they're looking for attention. as well.
Is that what you think? They go to the shops in their pajamas looking for attention.
Yeah, because a lot of people would go around and say, "Oh God, look at that woman there in her pajamas doing her field shopping." She can't be bothered to put a pair of leggings and a hoodie on her.
Sorry, Katie's still laughing.
Dave on Facebook says, Jerry's at home in his snood and PJ pants set, spitting fire.
What?
Dave said, Jerry's at home in his snood and PJ pants set, spitting fire. I would say Jeremy wears a pyjama set. I say he's partial to a good pyjama set.
Would you? I don't know. I've not been in his bedroom with him.
And probably matching slippers. Oh, I can imagine it now.
I can imagine
walking
it myself.
Walking around in the dressing gown.
I can imagine it myself. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation and let us know what you think about women who wear pyjamas in public and men who just wear pyjamas, full stop.
Who would have known this would be so divisive?
Who knew? Henry has been in touch with us.
Hi, guys. Yeah, it's completely utter laziness that people go out in their pyjamas. It takes you roughly 90 seconds to 2 minutes to actually put on a full pair of clothes to be going out. Like, and Katie is right. I say the ones who are going out in the pyjamas, they're definitely unemployed, lazy slobs.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Just Henry's message there a moment ago.
I would like to call them the perpetually unemployable.
Just because you went to the garage in your pyjamas?
Yes, because somebody who works definitely wouldn't do that. I would say that 100% of people that go out in their pyjamas are unemployed. 100%, absolutely.
Why do you think nobody has been prepared to admit that they do
because
it?
Because it's skanky. It's like people saying they smoke in a car with their kids in the car, which, by the way, still happens. I see loads as well.
We actually got a message about this the other day.
It's like the parents who give their kids unlimited access to social media and phones. Then nobody's going to put their hand out to be smacked because deep down they know what they're doing is vile.
Cora, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Cora. Hiya, Cora. How are you?
Yeah, I just seen your thing, but I just think it's disgraceful that they go in their pyjamas and dressing gowns. As I said, I walk in a butcher's and they come in dressing gown, pyjamas, slippers, and I just can't take it in. Like, you know,
Have you ever had the bottle to ask one of them, why did you come out dressed like this?
No, I didn't. But I often felt like, and I have to be honest.
And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you say, what the hell are you doing walking into this shop in your pyjamas?
No, I should, because I'm actually embarrassed for them, you know. So why would I be embarrassed if I ask them, actually, you know, if I think of it, you know?
And but obviously, when you see this happening, they walk into the butcher's in their dressing gown or their pyjamas. They've no shame at all, no?
No shame at all. You don't even blink an eye. That's being honest. And I'd be like, oh my God, I just can't believe. And I've seen women doing it, but I've seen a man doing it one day, and I thought he didn't look worse. I know that sounds mad, but I was more shocked at the man doing it.
Because, you know? Yeah, I've never seen a man out in a public place in his pyjamas or his dressing gown. Some people, if you saw a man, I think you'd probably think he's after breaking out of hospital or something. You wouldn't think that.
Yeah, I actually saw, like, if he had to escape him from somewhere, you know, the way, because, like, women do it all the time, but I've never seen a man, as I said.
But you have on one occasion, and that was what went through your head. He's after breaking out of hospital or something.
Yeah, definitely. So why don't we think of the women as well? Like,
what would you think if you were walking through town and you saw a man waiting for a bus, sitting at the bus stop, crossing his legs with a scarf on? I'm just asking the question. Jesus.
A scarf?
Yeah.
A scarf or a skirt?
A scarf.
That's another day's work.
They're not far off, in my opinion. A scarf.
A skirt?
A scarf. A man. In case there's an issue with men wearing scarves as well.
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't spot you that, to be honest.
Yeah.
You what?
No, people aren't agreeing with you on the scarf.
You agreed with me on the scarf.
The snoods and all that.
I've never seen you in a scarf.
I rarely would use one. I have a scarf.
I've never seen you wear a scarf.
I own a scarf.
Do you?
Yeah.
I didn't think you were a scarf person. Jeremy's definitely a scarf person.
No,
you haven't said a scarf, but that's normal now, man.
Yeah,
you know?
I still
would find the scarf more offensive.
I don't know why.
Okay, stay there for a second. Who's this? Dazzler, is it?
Yeah.
How are you, Dazzler?
How are you? How are you?
Good, thanks. By the way,
I haven't, myself and Amanda didn't actually get time to vet this call, so we have no idea what this human being is going to say.
That's okay. How are you, Dazzler?
Not too bad, in yourself?
Okay, two questions, Dazzler. One is, do you wear pyjamas?
No, I don't.
Would you ever wear pyjamas, other than being in hospital?
No, I love snuddies, though.
Oh, this was going so well, Dazzler. I thought we were going to be friends. It was fun while it lasted.
And give me one word, then, for a woman who might go to the shops in her pyjamas or her dressing gown or both.
I don't know, working class, maybe.
Mm. Working class?
Yeah, scanger.
Scangers.
Perpetually unemployable.
Scanger, like.
Yeah, smelly.
And in fact, Cora, give me a word for that woman who rocks into your butcher shop.
Just laziness. Laziness is the only way I can say it, you know.
Okay, so lazy, working class.
Very much an inner city scanger thing, isn't it?
No, I wouldn't say it's the working class, only like our people unemployed. Like, there could be somebody on the day off just doing it as well, you know?
I genuinely don't believe a professional would do it.
Somebody who has a day off on Wednesday.
I've seen it with people that walk and found their day off coming in, you know? So that's how I definitely know.
And Dazzler, just back to men wearing pyjamas, could you ever see a day where you'd wear pyjamas? Full stop.
Me?
Yeah.
Is there another Dazzler on the line?
If I was in hospital.
Maybe.
If I was in hospital.
How old are you, Dazzler?
29.
Okay, so you're young enough. Now, when you say a snood, that you like a snood, are we talking, like, what kind of snood are we talking here?
The one that, like, goes over you.
Like a blanket jumper?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mandy, you can end the call then. No, I'm only messing. I'm only joking. I'm sure it looks really, really nice on you.
You patronized weapon of a woman.
Yeah, I'm a weapon. I'm a
cow. Adrian.
Yeah.
I nearly died when I heard about the ones going through the airport in pyjamas.
I know, so did I.
I know. Imagine going through
Has anybody ever gotten onto an aeroplane and had somebody sit beside them in a pair of pyjamas? I'd love to know. I heard of somebody actually going on a long-haul flight and going into the toilets in the airport before getting on the plane and putting on their pyjamas.
That's
because they were going to have a sleep. Anyway, thanks very much indeed, Dazzler, for your call, and thank you, Cora, for your call. So before we go, we have an Opinions Matter reusable travel mug to give away.
But not if you wear pyjamas out or wear pyjamas to bed and you're a man. So if you wear pyjamas and you're a man, you need not apply.
Okay, the question that we're asking is a really simple question. What is the one thing that Casey doesn't like to see a man wearing?
But I haven't spoken about it today on the podcast.
No,
at
all.
It's a difficult one to answer.
If you know the answer to that and you'd like to win yourself an Opinions Matter reusable travel mug, send your answer to that question to 085-825-2626 with your name, please. So the question once again is, what is that one thing that Katie thinks is vile looking on a man? If you think you know the answer, send the answer and your name to 085-825-2626. We will put you in a draw for an Opinions Matter travel mug and we'll get it out into the post, in the post to you this week. Okay? So once again, what is that thing that makes Katie want to vomit? Vomit, yeah?
Yeah. Well, there's a long list. I mean, which one is it? Is it the cross in the legs?
Oh, no, it's something that he wears.
Oh, something that he wears, okay.
So pyjamas or dressing gowns.
I don't think I've ever seen you cross your legs.
The odd time, but not very often. Pyjamas or...
No, I definitely would have picked up on you and judged you on it. No, I haven't judged you for that yet. I've judged you for a lot of other things, but not that.
If you know the answer, send it by WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Thanks for listening to This Opinions Matter. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
I think. No. We'll catch you on the next one.